Well, I've had quite a few meetings from one to do with, particularly with the new tackling or the new methodologies that are needed to continue and sustain the fight against HIV, especially on the low-hanging fruits like prevention of mother-to-child transmission, which, as you know, Cuba has achieved completely in 100%. And we're trying to see how we can also use that as a low-hanging fruit within the Africa region. That's a particularly good one. And then, of course, we've looked at the issue of how it infiltrates into child abuse and the issue generally of gender disparity and how that continues to affect HIV and the distribution of resources. So I've attended those. And now we're looking at managed health care in terms of universal health coverage.
There's also a concern in Zimbabwe, Dr. Parinyatwa, about the accessibility of ARVs to children. We understand that 60% of them actually do not have access to drugs. What are you doing to make sure there is 100% coverage?
Yes, I think it's a particularly big one because all the partners that we have had, particularly the Clinton Foundation, which was really centering or anchoring themselves on the provision of ARVs for children, has not really covered this to the extent that we want. That is exactly why we continue to lobby each other within government that more money, more resources should be dispatched towards purchasing ARVs so that there is universal access, particularly to our children. Yes, I'm aware it's a big issue. We are addressing it very vigorously and trying as much as possible to make partners recognize that there is actually, and if we're going to have any generation at all that will be HIV-free, we must start with the children and mothers who are pregnant.